The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, here we go. It's 8 past 12. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan. Just heard Ari with the news. Susie, we knew that something was up yesterday, Dave, which Susie's already telling. You know, Lindsay asked me, how am I doing? Too much sugar, too much going on. I would have shorted Susie's appearance here at WCCO Radio off that conversation.
You read the tea leaves. Well done.
I think I did. Adam Robert Carter is going to join us. Bottom of this hour for Ask Adam Anything. I want to talk dreams and friends off a dream I had the other day. We're going to get to plenty of serious stuff. Melissa Hortman is going to join us. Are they going to show up? We'll get to a bizarre amount of DUIs. And how every CEO and boss in America is afraid of Donald Trump. And they love him now. So I had a dream the other day about a friend of mine. Was he a best friend? No, but a friend of mine who I knew very well with the Wolves. And when I left the Wolves, I saw him a few times. I saw him professionally. He was a physical therapist. And a high-quality person at the utmost level. And didn't suffer fools, stood up to bullies, rallied to good people, and just a really good person. And he battled his health, and he passed away way too soon. And I saw him a little bit, but I didn't see him enough. And that is 1,000% my fault. And I don't know why, but I dreamt about my friend Andre the other day. And I woke up just startled. And Andre's been gone for a few years. And I just don't understand why Andre came to mind. But it just brought thoughts to my head of, you know, life can be remarkable, right? It can be so rewarding. It can be so fun. It can bring so much happiness. It can bring joy. I walk in here and Carter sticks around with us. We joke around. I laugh every single day with you guys. Noon to three, I love what I do. Do I love everything about the building? No. The building itself is a dump. But there's a lot of really good people here, and I love working with you. You're such a great friend of mine, and I'm so lucky with my family, and there's just a lot of good stuff. And then there's just a lot of hard stuff. And everybody has it. And like my friend Andre dying as young as he did in a difficult way, it's unfair. And I could deviate down to this. Don't even start with me on God's plan. Just not for one second do I believe in that. Not for a second. My friend Andre shouldn't have dealt with agony for as long as he did. A great friend of mine's six-year-old son should have had a brain tumor. There's examples every day. Okay? If you want to believe it, you get to completely disagree with me. But no, I don't think it's all this God playing this chess piece and giving like Kathleen and I cue because we can handle it. My son shouldn't face the issues he faces. He does. Okay. Life happens. We face it head on. And it struck me a few things. And you can react to all this 651-461-9226 because it's a variety in this one. Number one, the impact dreams can make on our lives. Because I'm still thinking about this dream a couple days later. And most of the time, excuse me, dreams leave me like that. Like I'll have a dream and I'll, like, for honestly about 2-3 seconds, I can remember it and then it's gone. And I wish I would remember all my dreams. I sometimes wonder if this is tied to I don't get to REM. If I'm in the middle of a dream and I don't like the dream, I can wake up. Can you do that?
No. It's like Netflix for you.
Or it's just how horrible I am as a sleeper. And I don't know if I've always had that ability. But yeah, I it's like I just say I want to wake up and I wake up.
Don't like this episode?
I guess. It's
pick
like
something else.
It's like I'm clicking the channel.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I ever fall asleep. That must be why. I don't know. Does that happen to you folks? 651-461-9226. How many times have you ever had a great dream and you wanted to go back to the great dream and you did? Does that happen to you at all?
That's never happened to me.
Two or three times that's happened to me.
It's a nice deal.
It is a nice deal. I mean, but two or three times, I'm 885 years old, so it's not like it's happening a lot.
Still take it.
Yeah. A couple of times it was really good.
I bet it was.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That's why it was a dream.
That's why it was a dream. That's correct. Another part of this dream that has stayed with me is, do we stay in touch with enough people in our lives? No matter if you have thousands of friends or very few friends. Maybe not have friends, they're colleagues, they're coworkers, they're acquaintances. Do we stay in touch with people as much as we should? Because I've said this before, I really value my friends and friendship. It helps me live a better life. But I can think of so many people. It spurred that conversation of, why don't I reach out to more people? Because I find it rewarding. I find it fulfilling. I find it the energy, the conversation, the laughs, the caring. It's great. And like my friend, like I reached out to him. I didn't reach out to him enough. There were some people who saw him and there was a reason why I didn't see him as much. I won't go down that path, but what do you want to say to any of this? Because I'm covering a lot of topics here, but this dream just really stood with me. And if this show is anything, it's transparent, you know? So what part of this do you want to react to?
I'm curious to know more about the dream.
We were just all together.
Yeah.
It was like how it used to be. And I woke up and I just thought, my God, you know, I should have reached out to him. I should have been around.
I find that interesting because...
And I haven't about him in such a long time.
When people remember dreams, it's usually because, you know, because something crazy happened, right? Something out of this world happens. It's a dream, you know. Yeah. I got to tell you this crazy story that happened. Whereas your dream is you and your buddies hanging out.
Yeah. And I'm not one, you know, there's a divide in dreams, right? Where a lot of people believe dreams happen for a reason. It's symbolism, it's something that's happened, it's leading you somewhere else. I don't. I think it's an odd combination of thoughts and events, and periodically they happen and it takes place.
Mm-hmm. And why this is one that's stuck in your head, as you said, you normally forget your dreams after 2-3 seconds. Same for me. I have no idea if I dreamt last night because I don't remember a thing.
Yeah.
But
do you wish you could remember them all the time?
It would be fun to be able to look back and say, wow, that was a crazy night.
Sometimes maybe it's better that you don't.
No, yeah, certainly it could be. I I remember the outline of one dream in my life, and that was kind of a nightmarish thing I had when I was 10, 11 years old.
Oh, that was when you started working on this show.
Well, that's just a nightmare every day. That's one of those waking dreams, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it may be, you know what, if people are thinking, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that do believe that dreams mean something. There is some sort of symbolism.
Yeah.
And they could be screaming at the radios right now. It's everything you're talking about right now, Chad. That dream is a reminder to reach out to your friends, to get together with friends.
It's had that impact on
me. I'm sure it has.
And, absolutely,
you know, and are we good at it? Some people are better than others. I can tell you I'm terrible at it. I am absolutely horrible. That is one thing in life near the top of my list that I wish I would be better at, that I know I need to be better at. But for some reason, it's just not in my personality to actually get up and do it.
But it's rewarding when you do, right?
I love it.
I love it. I know. I think most of us really enjoy it, but life happens. Not that I'm saying, oh, my God, he's so busy all the time. I'm not.
No, and we make excuses.
Yes.
We make excuses about how busy we are and how we can't do that. Well, yeah, you can.
Yeah.
You just need to make it a priority.
Yeah. What do you want to say about any of this? I'd love a phone call or two. Call or text. You know the numbers. 651-461-9226. Could be simply you want to react to my dream. Do you remember your dreams? How impactful are your dreams? Do you think they are symbolic? And then the friendship part. Does it matter to you to stay in contact with friends? Do you think, well, I probably should, but my life is going on? Do you regret that you don't? There's a lot of ways we can go with this. I just was struck by it, and it's just stayed in my head for a couple of days, so I wanted to share it right here at the start. We'll get to plenty of other topics, but I love feedback through a call or a text. 651-461-9226 on CCO. I have no idea.
You don't have to play coy, Chan. You don't have to download
hold on.
Bestowed.
Let's stop. We're not doing this. For the love of God, we are not. Oh, for my dead body, are we doing this?
Oh, it's happening.
No, we're not.
Oh, it's happening.
You can play it. We're not alluding to it at all.
It's happening.
No.
Come on, 18. Come on, 18.
There's nothing to be celebrating by 18 other than mocked. Okay, so let's just move along.
18.
Seriously. There's 18 holes in golf. That's about it. All right, let's go. I was worried you were going
to
do this.
And I thought. It means so much to you.
Oh, God, it does. Just stop. Just seriously, you need to turn your ankle right now. Both. Hey, Chad, my friend Mary, who has become a mom, like a mom to me, is dying. I went and saw her in the hospital. She had a good visit. Last night I had a dream about her, and she talked about things with me, and she wanted to talk to me for a while. I plan on having a good talk with her in the hospital this afternoon. I got word that she's on morphine and isn't responsive. How powerful. How about that?
Wow.
Okay, that's in the camp of, well, then dreams do mean something. Like, it's hard to have that dream, right? This individual is like a mom to you, talking. And then you have this dream where you're covering important things. And then you're going, I'm going to go see her. And then she's taking a turn for the worse.
Man.
And so you can't talk to her. That's one that is in the category of, all right, dreams are some reflection of life.
Well, I think some... certainly, at least some can be. I don't think it has to be one. Either they mean something or all of them don't mean something. It's probably a mixture.
Yeah.
You know, some are probably just random brain chemistry doing something in your head, and there might be some sort of meaning. I mentioned the one nightmare of my youth that I can remember. It absolutely had a meaning.
What was the meaning?
It was just about fear of – I was moving from elementary to middle school, and it was – basically about something terrorizing me outside of the middle school on the first day.
Mm.
And this was in the summer leading up to it.
Yeah.
And I was scared to move to a new school, new friends, new, you know, get a
That's
locker.
Hard.
And I can absolutely point to that dream saying, that was about me being terrified, but in the end, it'll be all right.
Was it okay?
I was bullied a lot, Chad.
Coincidentally, more text here at 651-461-9226. Coincidentally, I dropped an old friend last night also. He's been gone for a long time now. He died too soon from type 1 diabetes. That is a heck of a coincidence,
yes,
right?
Is.
Along the lines of what I'm talking about. Chad, from the sounds of things and how you sleep and view things, it feels like you're missing something in your life. Spirituality has a place, and it sounds like you need it. How are they arriving at that? Okay. And again, you get to offer up your opinion in any way. A lot of my life right now is fantastic. My three sons are all flourishing. I spent time with my middle boy last week with other friends, and I could not have been more proud of them. We just had such a fun night. My oldest boy is really serious with his girlfriend, and she's tremendous. Quentin, he got really sick on Christmas Day and had a seizure. He only had two seizures last year. There were other years where he was having a seizure a week. My ex-wife and I are great friends. I have somebody great in my life right now. I'm involved in this huge project in my life, which is going great. I love doing this show. I'm lucky to have friends. If spirituality is good for you, bravo. I'm not faulting you in any way. But off a dream about a friend of mine who passed away, and I'm mad that I didn't reach out to him. And it's a reminder to me to reach out to more people. That means I need spirituality in my life. Can you help me out, Reverend?
I am not a reverend. You'd have to call Mr. Cook for that. I can't help you. I can see where, you know, people would come to the conclusion that any dream is a spiritual event. It's not my personal belief, but
spiritual individuals are inclined to go back to that.
Sure.
That's fine. We had a lengthy religious conversation last week about church attendance and what is right and the respect that those who are spiritual to have towards others who are not as much, and the same thing vice versa. I think this is just defaulting to something that means a fair amount to she or he, but I don't see how it applies to the scenario I've just lied out. First time listening since the break. Happy New Year, Chad. You'll be blocked. No, I won't block him. It's the bit. It's the Larry David bit. Let's see. I'm not a God person, but when family and myself are dealing with a huge issue, my go-to is uber positive thoughts and the best laid plans. More text. Yes. Often go back to the same dream. Now you have to be intentional to stay in touch. Carter, can you go back to a dream? Like, you wake up. How often can you go back to a dream?
Oh, you mean after you wake up falling back asleep and going back to the same
dream? Same dream.
Oh, it's happened a couple times, but not often.
That's it. And you don't believe you've ever had that?
I don't remember that ever happening, no.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of times I wish I could go back.
Oh, God.
Please send me back.
Can you wake up out of a dream that is awful? And
yes,
you're like,
I've been able to. I scream. I start screaming, and then I wake up. And usually I'm screaming when I wake up.
Really?
But I've learned how to do that.
I also can. I don't scream, but I can. I don't think you have to see a dream as spiritual to understand that maybe your dream is telling you something.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm not one who believes that, but I get that. Love the inside jokes. Didn't realize I was listening to the Power Trip. I hate to break the news to you. And by the way, big fan of the Power Trip. Congrats to Meat Sauce on his show, Louie. Inside jokes have been a part of radio forever. Some shows do more than others.
Everything's got to be on the up and up.
Yeah. I have dreams that include my grandmother who died over 9 years ago. I think part of it has to do with the majority of my life she was still around. Staying connected takes effort. I used to resent being the person to reach out to friends and plans get together. Seemed like a one-way street. I get it, you know, Dave, how if you are that person, and a lot of people, they take on that role. And it doesn't mean the other individuals don't like that, but they're used to, let's say Dave is the person, and you're not. You admitted you're not. Dave's the person who connects us. Dave's the person who brings us together.
The glue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's a glue guy.
He's a glue guy.
Lunch pail, buddy.
Yeah. I think sometimes Dave might say, hey, Adam, why don't you be the glue guy this time? Right? The reach out person?
Yeah. No, I think every group kind of has that person that's at the center of it all, and I'm very much not.
Hi, Chad. Could something or someone saying or doing something that subconsciously triggered a memory of your friend that came in out of your dream? The only thing I could think of, I was talking about a friend of mine who in my dream, my friend had died years ago. I knew my friend Andre from the Wolves, and I was at Target Center a couple days ago. If you missed it, credit to Sean Grandy. He came up with the idea, the voice, the longtime radio voice of the Celtics, who for 3 years was the TV voice of the Wolves. Well, a bunch of us call games, pose for a picture. Kevin Harlan, Sean Grandy, myself, Alan Horton, and Michael Grady, and then there's also a picture with Jim Peterson. So could that have somehow played a part? Because I was triggered again. Yeah. I was on the floor. I mean, I go to games at Target Center occasionally. More often than not, I have tickets, and I stay at O'Donovan's and drink, which I did last week. But this time I was on the court. I was saying hi to ushers. I was saying hi to people. And normally I just go with buddies or Q and in the stands. So
that could absolutely trigger
that.
Thinking about the history of the team, your history with the team, the people that you interacted with on a daily basis.
If anything, Adam, was going to trigger it, that would be it, right?
Yeah, I just, yep.
That would be. Are you ready for Ask Adam Anything?
I've never been more ready for anything in my life.
Looks like you had a Powerade Zero. Did you go pick that up just recently?
This is in the fridge. I just grabbed it.
The Kyle Sheely is strong. Inside joke. 651-461-9226.